It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from Carmine White County High School. It's the Carmine White County 45th Annual Invitational Final Game tonight here from McDougal Evers Gymnasium, Alan Buck. Say hello to everybody.
Yeah, good evening, ladies. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, it's a little bit earlier, but once again, great place to be in a high school gymnasium. We came in as the Harrisburg team defeated Fairfield, and that was a score of, I believe, 59-47. And they are going to win the round robin invitational by being undefeated. We're going to try and go second place and go 3-1. And right now, though, what we're looking at is the Carmine White County Bulldogs. They have a 6'7" center who is 15 points away from breaking the all-time school scoring record.
That's Mitchell Edwards, a name we've called for years over here. Finally a senior, Alan Buck. You know, Carmine White County comes into this afternoon's matchup with a record of 7-11 overall. You know, some wins of note, if anybody on our schedule. I'm not really seeing them. It's mainly over here on this side of the river. They are members of the Black Diamond Conference. They're in the East Division, 1-3 in that conference, and it sits them at fifth place currently. So anytime you play the whole school in their tournament in the final game of the tournament, you've got to mind your B's and Q's, if you know what I mean.
Excuse me while we take a commercial break, because I'll go down and get the coach's coat, because it won't stay on long. No, I'm just kidding. He's pretty good at keeping a cool head. His main thing is give these kids the best chance to win this game.
Fairfield beat Carmine White County after our game last night, 49-31. I expect Mitchell Edwards, probably about late in the second, early third quarter, will break this record, because everything seems to run through him for Carmine White County.
Well, as it should. I mean, typically, I hate to paint with a broad brush, but a small school, and you got a 6'7" center, use him for everything you can. And there, you know, there aren't a lot of 6'7" centers in the kind of competition that they play or that we play. And he's quite a ball player too. He's not scoring all of those points just because he's tall. He's got to have some ability to go with it. Now, the thing is, if Brady Schickel plays the kind of defense that he likes to play, clean, fair, and legal, but using his hips and pushing and keeping his hands back, if he can do that, if they let him get away with that, and I don't mean get away with, I mean, here, they just protect their own. So, but if he can play that defense, he'll be okay. If they get him in foul trouble early, it'll be up to Ryder Snodgrass and probably a committee. My guess would be we would probably go to a zone, and if he ever brings the ball down to his waist, you're going to have Boozy, Nash, Meyer Robb grabbing at that ball, and he won't be able to get it back up.
The only thing that always concerns me over here, especially when you play the whole school, is it almost seems like at times it's 5-on-8. And I know, you know, being a high school official in any sport, I don't want to speak out against that, because that's a special person right there to get involved at that level. And I know we're at a shortage for that nationwide, but there's just something about the past couple times, you know, you and I have been coming over here now, I think this is our seventh year for the 45th annual, and it just seems like there's a little bit of home cooking when you play the host Bulldogs, and I think they want to keep us from having that second place finish in this tournament.
At their expense, of course.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, as you said, it is extremely, basketball is extremely difficult to officiate, and in our game Thursday night when played Fairfield, went overtime, won by two. I knew one of the officials and saw him after the game, and I talked to him and said, you know, that was an extremely difficult game to call. And he said, well, they all are. I said, well, he's kind of like, you're talking about baseball. You can have a baseball game and not have a bang-bang play at first base. Or you could have a baseball game where it seems like almost everyone's a bang-bang play at first base. So there are more difficult and less difficult games to call. And this one is, like you said, with the home team, we will not get any benefits, but let's just do everything we can, try to stretch a lead and see to it that, it doesn't fall into their hands.
And about $100 cash here on me tonight, Alan Buck, so I've got you holding that just in case we need it to get out of Carmine by the time things are all said and done. And you know, Dave Hurdle back at the station, he'll be able to come get me from his location if need be. You know, last year there was a lot of foolishness going on. Where fans were being pointed out in the stands and being ejected. You know, the law enforcement locally was up here standing around the Mount Vernon faithful. Hopefully we don't have a repeat scene of that tonight.
Yeah, I hope not either. And, you know, Mount Vernon and Carmi wear the identical colors. Carmi is going to be in white with burgundy trim, bulldogs across the chest, and Mount Vernon is in gunmetal gray uniforms. I believe they're new uniforms. Look pretty good. I'm glad we're closer than we would be in football, because reading those jersey numbers wouldn't be easy. But the thing is, basketball, we know what they look like. We don't need to see their numbers.
McDougal's Evers Gymnasium here in Carmine, Wayne County, a historic facility built sometime in the 20s. Good capacity crowd here tonight. The Mount Vernon faithful, they traveled well this Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they really did. I like the fact that this game is at 4:30. The two games today were at 3 and 4:30. And, you know, it's a nice Saturday afternoon. You know, some of the kids can actually get home after the game and still have a date if they want to. And us old people, you know, it won't get past my bedtime. But no, we're gonna have a great game today. I had a short nap this afternoon, and Chris didn't work, so both of us should be in good moods, and we'll look forward to seeing now.
I hate to tell you, Chris is always.
We've got our team though is again the walking wounded. You know, we've got Brady Schickel with a broken nose, wearing a mask, so he looks like something out of a horror movie. You've got. Meyer Robb, he fell, and the thing I didn't know until I just found out, he pulled a bit of the muscle in his hip the other night when he fell on it, and he fell on his left hand. He's got four fingers on his left hand that are kind of boogered up. That's a technical medical term. And so that's, I think, probably why he was passing up some shots that we talked about him having last night. But his hip is what's really giving him the most problem. But he played through some pain last night, and we really needed him. And then the other one, of course, is Bryce Clowers, his forefinger on his left hand. It's his non-shooting hand, but it doesn't matter. When you're trying to shoot and you're trying to steady the ball and you're going through your motion, he is not comfortable shooting like that. And I'm surprised he sticks those hands in there to steal a ball as often as he does, because you know, just shaking hands have to be painful with that thing.
With the win last night, the Wildcats moved to 500 on the campaign, 7-7, look to go above 500 tonight. You know, all time, when you look at the series the past 40 years, we're tied at 10 apiece against Carmine White County. You know, you can take that out the door, but one thing I do want to talk about, you know, we defeated Day School here last night, 58-48. That 10-point score does not really show how close and actually how times Day School is leading that game. What do you do if you're Coach Newcomb, Coach Buck, here to get the troops out early so we don't dig in a hole? That's a dangerous, what I call a trap game against Carmine White County.
That's an excellent point to bring up, and that we started slowly in all three of our games, and that's the one thing we want to avoid. Now, this is our second game of the day instead of the first game. Our previous three games were first games, and maybe we come out a little bit cold in the gymnasium. This one, they've sat here and they've watched at least half the game. I don't know if they got here for the whole game. Maybe that'll make them more ready to compete at the very beginning. But, we just have to emphasize, we have to come out fully focused with maximum effort and play clean. Don't be as, I mean, you want to play good hard defense, but don't be quite as aggressive until you feel out the officials. And I hate to say it that way, but.
Well, you've got the starting five for the Mount Vernon Wildcats, Alan Buck. As the faithful rise to their feet. It's good to have the Mount Vernon folks right around our broadcast location this afternoon.
Absolutely. We're going to have the junior. These are all going to be juniors, folks. Nash is going to be the first one. They list him at, what is him at? 5'10", wearing number 0. Meyer Robb, wearing number 1. He's 6'2". Grayson Boozy, they list him at 5'9". He's wearing number 3. Bryce Flowers, he's 6 foot tall, wearing 23. And Brady Schickel at 6'3". He's our giraffe, I guess you'd say. He's wearing number 11, and we are coached, of course, by Joe Newcomb.
You can tell by the music and how the fans on the far side come to their feet. The home Carmine Wank County Bulldogs are about ready to be announced by the PA announcer. We've got number 3, Merrick Milhorn. He's a 6 foot junior guard. Number 5, Mitchell Edwards, a 6'7 senior forward. Number 10, Beck Huff. He's a 5'10 senior guard. Number 12, Hayden Sauls. He's a 6'1 junior forward. And to round out the starting five, number 20, Cade Stockton. He's a 6 foot senior forward. They're coached by head coach Kevin Wolf. And I tell you, put 8 on the board, Alan Buck. It's time to play high school basketball on a late Saturday afternoon in January.
Let's strap it up and get going. And, you know, you said something, I don't know, last night or not for something. Last night, I believe, was maybe about fatigue. These games, they're only 32 minutes long. And coach does a good job of rotating players, getting fresh legs in there and things like that when he can. I don't know. I might be wrong, but to me, a two-hour practice is a lot more grueling than a 32-minute game.
Well, but we haven't had 4 games in 6 days.
But that's 4 non-practices.
I know.
That's what I mean. You're right. And on one hand, it's bang, bang, bang with those games, but I think that would be easier than maybe. And well, I don't know. We'll see. It's been a while since I've been 17 years old.
So Schickel set to tip off for the Mount Vernon Wildcats. He'll be going left or right on your dial.
You know, something we have done, we typically don't get a lot of tips because usually our opposing centers are taller, but we don't, our tipper doesn't tip a lot of tips, but our players catch a lot of tips. Meyer Robb is particularly good at it. He'll slide in between or in front of players, and we'll see. But
Edwards will handle the honors for Carmine White County. If the tip goes to Flowers, and just like that, Alan Buck, everything you said
was wrong.
Yeah. Was wrong.
Brady Schickel controlled it beautifully.
Wildcats on offense. Hostetter in the right corner.
We're spreading out a lot more than we had before.
He dribbles up at the free throw line. Finds Robb. Robb thought about it. He's going to drive in. Spins. Goes to the basket. Mitchell Edwards with the block. It'll be Wildcat ball here. Scoreless game with 7:39 to go in the first.
Meyer Robb's got a mismatch on him. He's got a couple inches height on the guy, and he jumps like a rabbit. And he did a spin move, was going up, but Edwards snuck in behind him to knock it away.
Hofstetter gets it into Robb. Robb has number 10 Huff on him. Kicks it over to Boozy. Boozy to Hofstetter on the left side. He dribbles up top. Looks, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Schickel, over to Clowers. They go down low, back to Hofstetter, spins, and they're going to say he traveled.
He just spun around and used his pivot foot. That is not travel. It's never been travel, and it never will be travel.
I believe that's the same guy from last year, Alan Buck. If I'm not mistaken, I have a memory like an elephant.
Close personal friend of yours? Well,
Hayden Sauls. Works it around. To get it up top to him. And
they're calling a moving screen on Carmine to get Edwards free. I believe it's on number 3.
I take back everything I said about that fine official.
Merrick Milhorn Yeah, you're going to take him out to dinner and drinks after the...
Don't know about that. I might take him out for some barbecue down in the basement here. Yeah. 7:04 to go in the first. Scoreless game here. Carmine White County versus Mount Vernon. Wildcats with the ball. Rob on the left wing drives towards the paint. Gets it to Schickel. Schickel backs up against Edwards. Shot blocked. Clowers runs it down.
Well, that's two shots for Mount Vernon, two blocks for Edwards.
Rob thought about pulling the trigger for a three.
He was open. He just didn't have his feet set, so he passed it up, and that's good.
Gets it out to Boozy. He'll pop a three, and just like that, 3-0 Mount Vernon with 6:35 to go here in the first.
And that's the difference. When Rob penetrated, Boozy set his feet. Rob kicked it out to him. Boozy was set and ready, playing horse.
Up. Gets it to number 12, Souls. They work it over to three, Milhorn. Milhorn doesn't like having Hofstetter on him. To find Stockton. Stockton picked up by Schickel out to Edwards. 6-7 playing that far out with the Clowers on him. Let's see how that works out.
Yeah, he took one dribble and then he passed it off.
So number 10 drives in. Huff fights through the double team. Hands it off to Stockton. Stockton back up top to number 12, Souls. They look over to their coach to get a little guidance as they work it around the arc. Down 3-0 to Mount Vernon are the Bulldogs. And that's a three ball, no good, rebounded by Flowers. It was number 12, Sauls on that. Hofstetter on the fast break, down to Schickel, high off the glass. 5-0 Mount Vernon here with 5:38 to go in the opening quarter.
That was beautiful defense by Clowers. He's like a mirror, you know, when you're standing in a mirror moving your hands and looking at it. That's what he's doing to Edwards. And then we're getting some help behind him.
I tell you, an ill-advised pass. Number 12 or 10, Huff tries to run it down, stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I see some smiles on the faces of some Mount Vernon players. So they're not tight. They're relaxed. They're having fun. And they're up 5-0.
5:22 to go in the first. Hofstetter hands it off to Rob up top. Dribbles up the left side beyond the arc. He'll pop a three. He nails it. 8-0 Mount Vernon with 5:11 to go here in the opening quarter. If you're Carmi, would you use the timeout now, Elmbuck?
No. But I would get it to Edwards and just get a score out of him, maybe get a foul.
Go down low to Edwards. Edwards fights through. It's stolen away. Rob ends up with it. Gets it out to Boozy on the fast break. He misses the easy layup. Milhorn with the rebound. He'll bring it up right to left. Gets it out to Huff. Huff slows it down. Finds it, trying to get to Edwards, and that's going to be called on Clowers. Yep. It'll stop it with 4:41 to go, an 8-0 Wildcat lead. First team foul for us.
Yeah, you notice when Edwards got the ball and he got it in the paint, he brought it down low. He had Clowers there to start with. You had Boozy and Rob both came in there, and Boozy was on over away from him.
Milhorn.
Clowers just stole it.
Stole it to Rob on the breakaway. Rob just got ahead of himself, backs it up to Schickel. Schickel in the paint, stopped, and he traveled.
He lost his footing when he tried to pivot and throw the ball, and he just took an extra step. We are getting a little sloppy there. Rob got in a too big of a hurry and lost the ball and had to regather it, so he couldn't go through with a layup. But he also had 6'7", 3 feet behind him, chasing. that kind of scares me, too.
8-0 Wildcats over Carmine White County, 4:25 to go here in the opening quarter.
Clowers backing up with his feet, with his hands behind his back. He's not going to reach. Oh, he just got clobbered on a moving pick. I mean, it buckled his knees.
Edwards up top. Goes down low. Milhorn shot's no good. Rebounded by number 20, Stockton. His opportunity goes. 8-2 Wildcats here with 4:01 to go in the first.
That was a good offensive rebound because we had two guys there. He just snuck in. Nicely done.
Rob on the left wing. Kicks it back up top to Hofstetter. A lot of standing around right there. Trying to get something going. Boozy. Free throw line to Hofstetter. Fadeaway three. Nails it. 11-2. Wildcats up with 3:38 to go. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WNVI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstock, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Edwards goes to the basket, can't get it to go. Rebounded Brady Schickel. 11-2 Wildcats here, under three to go. Carmine White County Invitational. Boozy for three, no good. Schickel fights for it, tries to save it, gets it to Clowers. Good hustle by both those players from Mount Vernon. We're 258 and 11-2. The Wildcat advantage, Alan Buck.
Did you notice what the coach did? He took Bryce Clowers off of Edwards and put Rob on him. Or was it Hostetter?
Yeah,
a
long three by Hostetter, no good. And Schickel knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Carmine White County ball. 2:48 to go, 11-2, the Wildcat advantage. You know, Mitchell Edwards, we're keeping an eye on him, the 6'7 senior, about 15 points away from setting the all-time scoring record for Carmine White County. There probably will be a pause in the game when and if that happens.
Yeah, he's got Clowers back on him. I thought they were going to give him a rest, but
Huff gets it to three. Milhorn, he drives baseline. Boozy, I believe, will.
And Boozy stripped the ball, and he snuck up behind and stripped it.
His first, our second team foul.
I like our defense, the way they're really hustling and helping each other out. Schickel came over. He was fronting that shot. Boozy snuck in behind to try and steal, so they're not having an easy way of it.
Throw it into Edwards. He misses it. Clower steals it, gives and goes to Rob. Rob lays it up on the breakaway. 13-2 Wildcats. 11-point lead. I believe their largest of the night, Alan Buck.
Yes, sir. And Rob just put it up over Edwards, and he was kind of challenging, wanting that foul. He didn't get it, and I don't think Edwards committed it. But when you got 6'7 coming, you want something out of it. You got the 2 points.
Kate Allen works it in the corner to Huff for three. No good. Rebounded by Schickel. Good hustle by Brady Schickel there with 2 minutes to go. 13-2 the score. Wildcats with the ball and the lead. Schickel pulls it out. Finds Hostetter. He lays it up for two more. 15-2 the score. 1:48 to go in the opening quarter over Carmine White County.
Huff's shot was from the opposite corner right toward me, and it was off to the front of the rim. That's why as soon as he shot, I said, nope. You could just see it. It was nowhere close.
Edwards gets it back. They work it around to Huff. Huff has Boozy on him. They kick it over to Stockton. Back to Huff. He drives in. Goes through the double team, gets it to go.
That was a heck of a move.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say he went up. He was using Boozy, and then he went up over Boozy and Schickel. Put it in from about 8 feet. Good 15 shot.
15-4 the score. Wildcats with the lead in the ball. 1:10 to go in the first half.
Rob just traveled. He's standing with the ball on his hip, and he just moved his feet, both of them. But he's just standing there casually like you would on the sidewalk. And
he's going to move. We're under a minute. Do you think they'll try to run the full minute here, Al?
They might. I tell you, we have worked awfully hard on the defensive end, so if we can catch a breather, yeah, that would help.
Hostetter trying to pull some separation. We're at 45 seconds. Boozy takes a three off the mark, no good. Schickel runs it down, but his hustle goes into the hands of Milhorn. He finds Edwards. Edwards has Clowers all over him. Stolen by Schickel. They get it to Rob. Rob Euro steps for two. 17-4. Wildcats with 24 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, their coach is just riding this out to the end of the quarter. He doesn't want to waste another timeout. But, boy, it's – oh, no, Boozy. He darned it. He tried to jump the route. He didn't get it. He got a shoulder into the receiver. It's going to be two fouls on him. Jack Campbell comes in.
Yeah, so that's our third team foul, but there's only 16.7 seconds to go. They get it in. Stockton back out to number 10, Huff.
Yeah.
They're working around trying to get it to Edwards. Edwards spins, fadeaway three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded Schickel. Schickel to Rob. He's going to push it up. Half court shot at the buzzer. It is wide left. So at the end of the first quarter, the Mount Vernon faithful come to their feet. 17-4. The Wildcats up over Carmine White County. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back with the second quarter. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational here. Start of the second quarter, Mount Vernon up 17-4.
Thing I'm concerned with is we haven't enjoyed a lead like this before. We better keep our foot on the gas. Do not let them get back in the game.
Bulldogs with the ball. They get it out top to Edwards. Edwards trying to go around Rob. Kicks it over to Huff. Huff at the free throw line. Finds number three, Milhorn. Work it around. I believe that's Stockton. To work it back up to Huff up top. Over to Stockton. Stockton back to Huff. Huff from the free throw line. Can't get the bounce. Mitchell Edwards fights for it, but it comes into Rob's hand. He's going to take it across with 7:28 to go in the second. Campbell for three. He nails it. 20-4 Wildcats. 16-point lead here, largest of the evening.
We've got four players that have hit a three-pointer.
Everybody's on fire so far, Alan Buck. We came off the bus well.
Yeah. And that's 0, 1, 2, and 3 of each hit a four, or hit a three.
That's a three by Stockton. Airballs it. Snodgrass gets the rebound, hands it to Hostetter. It's a one-on-three, kicks it over to Rob. Rob goes up with the high off the glass, can't get the bounce. Stockton with the rebound. He'll find Edwards. Rob picks him up, works it in the corner to Huff. Back up top to Milhorn. Over to Allen for three. In and out, no good. Rob with the rebound. So it's 6:35 to go here in the half. 20-4, the Wildcat advantage. We have the ball.
That was a great rebound by Rob. He was blocking out Edwards. He went up and tipped it the first time, then went up with one hand and grabbed it while holding him off with the other hand as I just talked through a Jack Campbell swish from three.
23-4. They're taking a timeout. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. The McDougal's Evers Gymnasium here at Carmine White County High School. 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational. 23-4. The Wildcats up. 6:19 to go here in the half, Alan Buck.
Long time till halftime. Let's extend this lead some more.
19-point lead. I don't think we've had a 19-point lead all season.
I don't know that we've had a 19-point lead since we've been at Mount Vernon. I mean,
no, we did have Mount Carmel. We got the clock. I take that back.
Or maybe Pike Central.
Yeah.
But we have to extend greetings to Wildcat 1. James Wilhite is listening, and so is Sophia in Crystal Lake, Illinois. That's up north, so she's probably for us instead of Carmel.
Milhorn walks it across. Right to left. Gets it to Huff. Up. He moves up top. Over to Stockton. They go down low to Edwards. He banks it in. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Schickel. Do you think that 15 points being so close, it seems like he's just off?
Oh, no, he's rushing himself because Clowers has been making such a nuisance of himself.
And that's a three ball off the mark by Campbell.
That's our ball. Yep. Beautiful job by Snodgrass. He couldn't get it cleanly. He tipped it over his own head backwards, turned around to go get it, and he had to race a Carmi player to it, and the Carmi player knocked it out of bounds. Edwards caught that ball and tried to put it in the air instead of landing and going up with a shot. He's trying to rush himself because there's so much defense. So I don't think it's the 15 points. I think it's Bryce Clowers and his assistants.
Schickel high off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Milhorn. 5:25 to go, 23-4. Carmi White County with the ball down by 19. To try to get it to Edwards, a keep away. Hostetter to Clowers. Good defensive effort by the pair. Clowers, that's a good call.
We're going to tell you about that defense. The guy tried to pass it high over his head to Edwards. Nash timed it, jumped straight up in the air, tipped the ball up. Well, Edwards was going to catch it before Hostetter could get it again, so Hostetter jumped up, tipped it over his head to his teammate. To Clowers. Yeah, beautifully done by Nash.
5:10 to go here. 23-4, the Wildcat advantage. Carmi White County with the ball. Edwards fights through the double team. Gets it to Bradshaw.
He just traveled. Changed
his feet. Milhorn for three, no good. Rebounded by Hostetter. I think Hostetter got fouled on the rebound. They didn't call it. He brings it across, left or right.
He won't have a ton of rebounds by the end of the game, but the ones he has will be so important, and that was one. It kept them from getting an easy two-point putback.
Hostetter gets out of that corner, drives towards the free throw line, gives it to Clowers. He goes baseline back out to Schickel. Schickel thought about a three, drives it in, back out to Clowers, over to Snodgrass. Tries to help Hostetter, runs into him.
Yeah, he was trying to set a screen and he ran into Nash.
4:22. Hostetter, and it goes off of number three, Milhorn. He tried to pass.
Yeah, Hostetter got down there and the defense came over to cut him off. He tried to throw a diagonal bounce pass between him to Brady, who was wide open on the left side because Edwards is staying out higher, and the ball got hit off a foot out of bounds.
4:19 to go in the half. Rob draws a foul.
That's a beautiful little inbound. Rob takes it out, throws it to Nash coming down toward the baseline, and then about Nash is maybe 18 feet out, 15 feet out. Rob goes behind him into the corner of the three-point line. Nash hands it to him. The other night it gave him a wide-open three-pointer. This time he pump fake, drove around the guy, and the guy grabbed him.
First team foul on Carmi. First on Huff. Rob has the ball. Looking for help. Kicks it to Campbell. Campbell to Hostetter. Hangs out at the free throw line. Trying to feed Campbell to get his feet set there. They're going to reboot here with Hostetter back towards the timeline. Backing up in that corner, trying to get some separation. Finds Campbell for three. Off the mark, no good. Mitchell Edwards with the rebound. He's going to move up. Stops. Gets in the corner to Huff. Huff for three. Off the mark, no good. Rob powers his way for the rebound. Slows it down, finds Clowers. Clowers goes up, draws the foul, and that'll stop it with 3:33 to go in the half and a 23-4 Wildcat advantage. Clowers will go to the line. That's the second one on Huff, second team foul for the Bulldogs.
That was a monster rebound by Meyer Rob. He jumped up. The Carmi player was inside of him, and Rob just grabbed it and yanked it, and it spun into wide open spaces. Rob just got it and took it up the court.
Clowers.
Jack Campbell's coming out in favor of Reese Harshbarger. We'll get a little bit more height in there on the boards. Clowers missed his first.
Second one's away, nothing but net. Makes it a 20-point lead, 24-4, with 3:33 to go in the half. Wildcats up big here at Carmi White County. Milhorn takes it across, works it over to Sauls. Sauls under pressure, finds Stockton. Stockton back to Milhorn.
Meyer Robb is on it. Edwards now.
Bradshaw trying to set a pick. They work it over to Stockton. Edwards has the ball. drives in. Harshbarger on him. Edwards can't get it to go. Rebounded by Schiffel. We're under 3 to go in the half and a 20-point lead up 24-4. Hostetter walks it across. Going right, left to right. Dribbles up top. Finds Schiffel. Schiffel was wide open for the three. He almost pulled the trigger.
I'll tell you, with that mask on, I bet he can't see too awfully well.
Rob trying to get separation, pulls it back. Hostetter now, 2:32 to go. He looks to coach to get a little guidance. Dribbles around, has a seam, kicks it in the corner to Clowers. He takes one from 14 foot away and nails it. 26-4, Wildcats up big with 2:18 to go in the half.
It's been a while since we've seen that mid-range game out of Clowers. He's that's his deal. But right now, I'm glad to see him shooting anything.
He's still got that finger heavily taped.
Yep.
And that's a three ball. Sauls gets it to go for Carmine White County, 26-7.
That's the first points of the second quarter.
26-7 with 1:52 to go.
I hate to say it, but somebody was lazy coming around that screen. That's why he was so wide open.
Hostetter up top, gets it to Rob. Rob drives in, can't get the foul, gets his own rebound, back out to Hostetter. In the corner to Harshbarger for three. Off the mark, no good, rebounded by Sauls. Sauls out to Milhorn, he's going to attack the basket, goes up, can't get it to go. Schiffel with like his 10th rebound of the half. It's got to be.
Just eight. But yeah,
I mean, it felt like 10.
Oh, it feels like all of them. You need a recording button up there so you can see rebound out of
26-7 the score. 1:12 to go here in the half. Rob, top the key. Dribbles over to the left side. Back up to Hostetter. Trying to run a little clock here, up 26-7. Dribbles back. Looks to coach. We're under a minute now.
I think we're going to take the last shot, truthfully.
I tell you, good defense by Stockton.
Very good defense. I think Nash was just a little bit too lackadaisical, and Stockton got his hands on the ball. He's lucky. Nash is lucky he did, because it was almost going to be a 5-second count. But as they both went to the floor, Stockton knocked it out of bounds.
46 seconds to go. Hostetter walks it across left to right. 26-7, the Wildcat advantage here over Carmine White County. If the Wildcats win, they'll end up in second place here in this tournament. Work it over. Flowers back up to Hostetter. We're 26 seconds now. They'll probably make some moves soon, unless there's just something glaringly wide open. Taking the time, running some clock. 15 on it now. They'll go at 10. That means now. Harshbarger at the free throw line to Rob. Banks it in for two.
What a beautiful back cut by Rob and Harshbarger. A JV player primarily. Comes off the bench. Makes the perfect bounce pass.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874. How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? Online orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
It's Truck Month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during Truck Month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245.fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from the 45th annual Carmi-White County Invitational to the Dual Evers Gymnasium at the half. All Mount Vernon here, Alan Buck, 28-7 over the host, Carmi-White County.
Yeah, in the first quarter, Mount Vernon held Carmi to two-point baskets, led 17-4. Second quarter, we slowed down our scoring some. We missed some bunnies. I mean, I hate to whine. We're up by 21 points, but we had several layups that we just flat missed, and we outscored them 11-3. They had a three-point shot with about 2.5 minutes left in the quarter. It was the only scoring they had. They have 2 points from Beck Huff, 3 points from Hayden Sauls, and 2 points from Cade Stockton. On the Mitchell Edwards watch, he's 0 for 5 from the field with one rebound. For Mount Vernon, Nash has 5, Meyer Robb has 9, Jack Campbell has 6, Grayson Boozy 3, Brady Schickel 2, and Bryce Clowers 3. Brady Schickel has 8 rebounds.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Meyer Robb has 4. So, and these are, I mean, Edwards, he doesn't look like he likes banging down low on the blocks. He's more of a three forward, but he happens to be 6'7". So in high school, that's kind of an oddity. But if he goes to college somewhere and plays, he'll be a swing forward, and that 6'7", he'll be just fine. But that's why, you know, Brady Schickel can have his way with those rebounds. He can outjump anybody in the gym when he outjumped Edwards for the opening tip. Meyer Robb also gets up very high and goes after the ball. He's spending a lot of time on Edwards, too. When Clowers isn't on him, Robb's on him. But they're getting help from the backside and from every which side. And our defense is really jump shifting. We're not double teaming players, but when they get in the position, when they're trying to drive and they get one of our guys maybe on their hip, somebody else comes over to front them, and then our other defense rotates over. And that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to teach, but if your players understand the principles of defense, They know you have to cover up the closest guy to the ball, and then the next closest guy gets covered up next, and then the next closest guy gets covered up next. So that way you can double down on the ball and then not get a wide open shot on the opposite side of the lane. And we've been doing it nearly flawlessly this game.
And I know, you know, we talked about it in pregame show, Mitchell Edwards only being 15 points away from the all-time scoring record here in Carmi-White County. Do you think his game's just a little bit off, like the pressure that might be getting to him?
I honestly don't think so. I think it's the pressure of the Mount Vernon defense, because when he's, like I told you, that one shot, he caught the ball point-blank range. He caught the ball, had it up over his head, but instead of landing on his feet, jumping up and shooting it, he rushed to get the ball out of his hands and put the shot in, and he missed it. And, I mean, you know, that's a point-blank range, and I just think it's he's getting harassed so badly. The one time he did catch the ball down in the paint, brought it down below his waist, he had Clowers was on him. Meyer Robb came down, and Boozy was in there, and Boozy knocked it away and took off the other direction. So I think it's just got a bunch of little gnats running around on him. They're pests, and I say that in a good way. As a coach, you want those pests on defense, and we are.
28-7, the halftime score. We're going to step away for a brief timeout. We'll be back with the third quarter. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly, and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from the 45th Annual Carmine White County Invitational, the McDougal Evers Gymnasium here. Start of the third quarter, Wildcats up big, 28-7, Alan Buck.
And I will say, you and I were dead wrong so far. The officiating has been good. It's been not a sort of physical game from time to time, but it's been clean, fair, and legal. Nobody's been cheap shot. Nobody's been grabbing, holding, stuff like that. And the referees are letting them play a little bit. So it's been fair both directions. Now, if I'm Coach Newcomb, I've been harping at those players. It is 0-0. You got nothing. Go out there, put your foot on the gas, play defense like we know how, like we did the first half. That was as good a defense as I think I've seen all season, because everybody was shifting and helping each other. That's my message.
Wildcats going right to left. We'll have the ball to start the second half. Inbound. Hostetter gets it over to Schickel. Schickel way out there. Edwards picks him up, finds Flowers. Flowers feeds Robb. Robb fadeaway jumper. Gets it to go. 30-7. 23-point lead for Mount Vernon here with 7:41 to go in the third.
I think his left hand is okay. That was a fadeaway. That was an extremely difficult fadeaway in the middle of the lane, but he was confident with it.
Trying to go down to Edwards.
Flowers hit the button. Stolen by Flowers.
Yeah. Flowers steals it to get it to Boozy. Boozy over to Robb. They reboot here to Hofstadter. Hands it to Boozy. Thought about a three. Drives in at the free throw line. Back out to Hostetter.
Nash just didn't have his feet set because he was wide open. He had a three-point opportunity. But we don't want to rely on – we don't want to just take practice. We want to work like this.
Kicks it out to Clowers. He'll go baseline. Finds Rom.
They're kind of looking at Schickle, seeing if he can go to work on Edwards inside. But a little too crowded to get the pass in.
Flowers looks for help over to Boozy. Boozy for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Stockton. Stockton gives it to Edwards. He'll bring it up. Picked up by Clowers. Drives. Bangs him. Fade away from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Rob. 6:34 to go here in the third. 37. Wildcats with the lead in the ball.
Bryce Clowers brought his feet with him today. He's playing great defense with his feet, and all Edwards did was run into Sternum, and then he had to stop and take a deep shot that he didn't want to take.
Rob getting some help from Schickle out there. It's like having a blocker. They're going to have to watch that moving screen.
Yeah.
I'm just calling that out. Schickle from just inside the free throw line. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Clowers. Clowers out to Hostetter. Drives in. Fights through the quadruple team. Now gets Clowers. Clowers in the paint. Gets help. Hostetter for three. Nails it. 33-7. The Wildcat advantage here with 5:47 to go in the third quarter. Wow.
Well, there's a long way to go.
Huff. Way out there. Drives in towards the basket. Can't get it to go. Put back by Edwards. No good. Rebounded by Hostetter. Hostetter finds Rom. They get it to Boozy. Boozy drives in. Goes up. High off the glass. Gets it to go. 35-7. The Wildcat advantage here with 5:17 to go. They throw it away there.
That was Boozy. When the guy went to throw, Boozy was going to jump the route, so the guy aimed his pass further away, and he totally missed his receiver and got it to the Carmi bench.
There is just no...
There's no life in the Carmi team.
No.
But I think from the opening gun, Mount Vernon's defense took it away from him.
Hostetter walks it up, finds Boozy, going left to right, setting up the offense here. Under five to go in the third, 35-7 the lead. Boozy way out there, hands it to Rom. Yep, he moved his foot a little bit.
I didn't see it. I thought he might get ready to travel. I didn't think he did yet.
He moved it a little bit. I saw it. Anyway, 4:55 to go.
That's not many turnovers that we've committed.
Nope, 28-point lead. So you figure we're getting into that territory, Almbruch. You know what that means. Carmi with the ball.
You want me to call the hospitality room, tell them to heat up that barbecue?
Oh, yeah. Number 12, Saul.
That was a sweet shot. That was a two.
9 points for Carmi White County. I believe that's their first of the third quarter with 4.5 to go. Come on. Rob's going to take it up. Gets around Huff. Finds Boozy. Boozy at the free throw line to Hostetter. Hostetter drives in to Schickle. Schickle high off the glass. I believe he was fouled. No call.
He got hacked from behind by somebody, but when Hostetter drove, he got Edwards' attention. He bounced past it over to Schickle, and there was nobody between Schickle and the basket, and certainly nobody 6'7".
37-9 the score. Mitchell Edwards with the ball.
Above the volleyball line.
Works it over to Huff. Huff will take a long three up high. Rob comes up with the... No, actually, he lost it. Number one, Allen put up a shot. No good. Edwards ends up with it, and they're going to call a foul on Hostetter and stops it here with 3:44 to go. 37-9, Mount Vernon up over Carmi White County. As number five, Mitchell Edwards, who has 0 points.
This is his chance to get on the board for free.
Hits the first one, makes it 37-10.
And you know who made that play was Cade Allen, because you're right, Meyer Robb got that rebound, but when he pulled it down, Cade Allen took it out of his hands, and that gave Edwards a second chance.
Winterberger, a 6'5 sophomore, checks in. for Carmi White County. Second opportunity here for Mitchell Edwards. Shots away. Hits them both.
He does have a pretty shot.
13 points away from the all-time record, Alan Buck, for him.
Yeah, for a 6'7" guy, he's definitely an outside player, and that's a smooth shot.
Hostetter brings it up. Looking for Rob. Finds him. Rob has Huff on him. Calls out of play. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out to Snodgrass, to Hostetter. Over in the corner to Clowers. Back up. Good ball movement by the Wildcats. Snodgrass in the paint. They work it around. Hostetter from just inside the three-point line. Can't get it to go. Gets the rebound. Drives back. And he is going to be fouled.
I tell you, fans are hollering a little bit. But what happened on that? Hostetter shot hit front rim. And when it came out, one of the Carmi players grabbed it. Clowers grabbed it. Edwards tried to get in there and grab it. When Clowers pulled it away, Edwards went face down on the turf, and people were upset, but there was no foul there. It was simply...
Rob has it. Drives into the paint, knocked out of his hands by Edwards. It'll be Wildcat ball here. 3:04 to go, and a 37-11 lead here in the third quarter.
That was a nice tomahawk chop on that ball. He didn't foul him, which normally that gets called, but he did not foul him.
Clowers way out there beyond the arc. Finds Rob. They give it back. Don't think he's going to shoot the ball over Edwards there.
No, that's for sure. You know, that's the thing. It's not fair. Clowers is doing a heck of a job guarding Edwards, but on the other end, Edwards is guarding Clowers, so Clowers can't even see the basket.
Yeah, he's giving up about a foot there. Rob spins, kicks it out to Schickel. Schickel at the free throw line to Hostetter. Back up to Rob beyond the arc. Goes Hostetter for three. He nails it. 40-11. The Wildcat advantage here with 2:27 to go in the third. Number 12, Sauls, beyond the arc with the ball. Gets it over to Stockton. They work it over to Huff. Huff's going to drive in. Throws up a 12-footer. Gets it to go. 40-13. Wildcats with 2:09 to go in the half. Working around here. Hostetter brings up the pace. Slows it down. Finds Snodgrass. Over to Schickel. Finds Hostetter way out there. Dribbles in to Clowers. Clowers tries to go over Edwards.
Clowers was inside position, got the rebound, pulled it down. Edwards had a hold of it, too, and he pulled Edwards onto his back. They called it a jump ball, though. So
they have the possession arrow here with a minute 35 to go.
Well-earned rest for Bryce Clowers as Jack Campbell comes in to relieve him. So that means Meyer Robb's going to go back on Edwards. Clowers, he's got to be tired. I mean, he's working his tail off, giving up 7 inches at least, and he's doing a heck of a job.
Sauls walks it up, picked up by Schickel up top, dribbles up the left wing, beyond the arc, under pressure by Snodgrass, finds Huff. Huff dribbles up the right side, trying to find a seam, pulls it back from 15 foot away, nails it. 40-15, the Wildcat advantage with 1:08 to go. And we've got some good news from around the program right now.
All right.
The girls' swimming and diving team set a couple of pack records today and won the team title at Boonville. And the wrestling team finished third in the conference tournament today, so good news for the program here. Hostetter drives in, can't get it to go, rebounded by Sauls. Oh, and it's thrown away out of bounds. So stops it with 45 seconds to go in the third. 40-15, the Wildcat advantage, if you just joined us here, playing against the host, Carmi White County Bulldogs.
The thing that disturbs me is they scored 8 points this quarter. They scored 7 in the first half. So
there's a foul called, I believe, on Rob. That is Maya Rob's first team second here with 40.6. Yeah, trying to look through that.
Yeah. Between the two of us, we can see all three digits, but it's just not easy.
They get it into Huff. Huff beyond the arc. Finds Mitchell Edwards. They work it over to number 12, Sauls.
He just gave a shove off to Rob.
Sauls from 15 foot. He nails it 40-17 with 24 seconds to go here in the third. I think the Wildcats will work for the final opportunity of the quarter.
Mm-hmm. Time to go.
10 on the clock. He's going to go. Rob dribbles up the right side, attacks, finds Snodgrass for three. Off the mark, no good. Edwards with the ball. He'll find a three-quarter. Wow.
Holy cow. Front iron from 70 feet away.
40-17 at the end of the third quarter. Wildcats all over Carmine. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 8 minutes to go in the ballgame. Wildcats up here 40-17 in the 45th annual Carmine White County Invitational. Playing the host Bulldogs. Powers way out there. Could have just fired a shot.
Yeah, I like that he passed it up, because we don't need to just stand there and take threes, pot shots, and that. But, boy, he was wide open.
Boozy, Hostetter, work it over to Schickel. Under pressure. Back out to Boozy, 7:26 to go in the ball game. Schickel in the corner for three. Off the mark. I don't think that's the shot we need. Edwards, no look pass to Milhorn. A long three, no good. Rebounded by the big man Bradshaw. He powers one up, can't get it to go. Milhorn pulls it back out. Sauls going to reboot the offense here for Carmine White County with 7:02 to go in the contest. Off on the right wing. Bradshaw, big man way out there. Works over to Sauls. Sauls has Hostetter on him. Hostetter with the steal. He's going to go up. No look to Rob. Rob to Clowers. Back out to Hostetter.
Now, Hostetter should have just outraced everybody and laid it in. He was kind of waiting to try and draw a foul, but Edwards came up behind him. Edwards wouldn't have to foul him to block that shot.
Hostetter to Schickel. Schickel banks it in for two. 42-17, 6:27 to go. Wildcats up big here in Carmine.
Hostetter just went into both guys down low. There were two guys. He went into them and just underhanded, tossed the ball right between them to
Sauls for three.
Schickel.
They're going to call a foul on Edwards.
Yep.
So Mitchell Edwards, that's his first.
That was a good block out by Clowers, and Edwards just two hands in the back shoved him. It's just I'm saying he's just frustrated, very frustrated. He has not had room to breathe. What is it you can tell what flavor gum Clowers is chewing?
Hostetter drives up the right side, back out top to Boozy. We're under six to go. Boozy at the free throw line, fights through the traffic to Schickel. Schickel fights through the double team, saves it to Hostetter. No look to Clowers. Clowers high off the glass.
And got fouled. What a pass from Hostetter, and what hustle by Brady when the ball was about to go out of bounds. He dove and knocked it over to Hostetter.
Classic three-point play opportunity. That's the second team foul on Milhorn. Or second foul, the second team foul on Carmine White County.
kind of refer to Jackson Bradshaw. He Chris keeps referring to him as the big guy. They list him at 6'2". I'm going to give him 2 1/4. So he is the big guy. And he carries a lot. When he's down there on the blocks, he can carve out some space for rebound.
Flowers for the three-point play. Can't get it to roll. Edwards for the rebound.
Edwards got the rebound. He took kind of a little bit of a halfway swing at Schickel, who was behind him. And
that's a three-pointer, and it's going to go into the – that was tough.
Thing is, it goes alternating possession nowadays, I think, which I think will be theirs, but I'm not sure. It used to be the opponent got it because the ball stuck.
They're going
to
take a timeout. We'll take one, too, with 5:36 to go in the ball game. Mount Vernon up 44-17. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support.
Mount Vernon up 44-17 here with 5:36 to go. Chris Cook alongside the Allenbach.
Brady Schickel just went to the locker room, had his mask off. I don't know if he got hit in the nose or something, but he's going through an awful lot to play. And with a 27-point lead, maybe this is something we don't need to risk. But regardless, if he can, he'll be back on the floor. And it is Carmi's ball.
Milhorn set the inbounds in front of the Bulldog cheerleaders down there. Looking for Edwards. Tries to go into Huff. Huff gets it off the ground under the basket. Can't get it to go. Gets his rebound. Second opportunity is good. 44-19. Wildcats up with 5:24 to go in the ballgame.
I wouldn't mind having Huff on the team. That kid works hard.
Working a lot harder than Mitchell Edwards today.
Well, I just think Mitchell Edwards isn't working quite as hard as Bryce Clowers is today.
Hostetter from 12 foot out. Nothing but net, 46-19. The Wildcat advantage here with under 5 to go.
He's feeling it today, Hostetter is. He's hitting his shots and he feels good about it.
For 3 off the mark. Snodgrass with the rebound. Gets it to Hostetter. 4:48 to go. 46-19. Wildcats with the lead in the ball.
I'm going to say I think we've seen the last of Brady Schickel today.
Yeah, I just saw the signal.
He traveled.
Yep.
He did a jump stop, and then he took one more step, which, depending on how when you pull the ball up, would be legal, but I think that was a travel.
Did you see that hand signal down there? Schickel.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not coming back today.
And that's good. I mean, we're up 27.
Mitchell Edwards brings it up, 46-19, a Wildcat advantage, hands it over to Milhorn.
He's now got Meyer Robb on him. Clowers is out taking a breather.
Sauls pulls it back beyond the arc.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Stolen by Robb.
You better hustle, Robb.
Robb lays it up.
He did. He had Edwards chasing him. That's why I said he better hustle, because he laid it over the top of the rim. He didn't dunk it.
4:06 to go. Carmi with the ball.
Oh, my. Edwards went to throw it to his teammate.
Get it to Snodgrass. Lays it up for 2.
His teammate cut right as he tossed the ball, and it almost went to the bench, but it bumped into the referee. We grabbed the ball, get a fast break. Easy layup for Ryder Snodgrass. 50, he'll never have an easier basket all season.
50-19, 3:42 to go in the game. Edwards, or actually Huff, along the baseline. He draws the foul.
Got Jack Campbell on. That's very debatable, but it kind of looked like it. But Huff, there's no quitting that Huff kid.
Huff at the line.
Yeah, Bryce Clowers is taking a well-deserved rest.
I got some wrestling results from the Pocket Athletic Conference tournament. The Wildcats finished third in the 13-team field today. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The Carmi coach just kind of is emptying his bench.
Individual results. Conference runner-ups, 132-pound Brendan Hubbard, 165-pound Colton Schneider. Third place, 120-pound Tristan Rumley, 138-pound Jaden Stillwagner, 190-pound Easton Hall.
Mount Vernon's emptied their bench, too. So
come back with the rest of them. Harshbarger over to Snodgrass.
Logan Clowers is in the game.
That's number 21, Gray. Logan Clowers with the ball to Harshbarger. Harshbarger at the free throw line. Campbell will pop a three.
Oh,
I believe
Ryder knocked it out. Yeah. He jumped up and over some people to get his hand on the ball and was trying to tip it. He tipped it gently to a wide open space, but we didn't have anybody there to get it. And that was just a smart, smart play and a heck of an athletic play as well.
Fourth place in the wrestling invite or the conference tournament. 106-pound Daniel Bazin, 144-pound Kale Collins.
Snodgrass just came out in place of Grayson Lyons, who took his place. So
they're working for three. A long three, no good. Rebounded by Gray.
Nice position by Gray. Excellent block out.
Campbell in the corner, back out to Logan Clowers. Under a minute and a half to go. Stolen by Allen. He gets it. There's a scrum on the ground. That's going to be a jump ball. And I got the sixth place results. 113-pound Jackson Myshine, 157-pound Braxton Whitfield, 215-pound Tavian Bell, and 285, my type of guy, Lewis Allen, all in sixth place. Congratulations. Wildcats finished third in the 13-team conference tournament today in wrestling. Okay, back to the action here. We're under a minute to go. 50-21 the score. Harshbarger drives in, can't get it to go. Gray with the rebound. Knocked out of his hands here. Running clock scenario now.
That's two rebounds for Gray in just a couple minutes. Nicely done.
Flowers. Logan Flowers set the inbound. Gets it into Boozy. Boozy to Gray. Gray goes up.
He got
it. Gets it to go. 52-21. You like to see the bench putting in work today.
Yeah, and he's very popular with the fans and with his teammates. They're happy that he got a point, got points.
Carmi working around. They'll try a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Boozy, and I think he's just going to hold on to it. So the Wildcats with a second place finish, 52-21. That is a final here from Carmi. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WNVI and online at MountVernonRadio.com.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Live a final time here, post-game show from the Carmine White County Invitational, the McDougal Evers Gymnasium, where your Mount Vernon Wildcats score a victory here against the host Carmine White County Bulldogs by a score of 52-21 to wrap up second place for Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Mount Vernon got off to a hot start, which we have not all week. We were concerned about that, needlessly so. They got off to a hot start and continued like a horse race. You get a big lead early and you extend it throughout the game, and we did. We won all four quarters, finishing 52-21. For Carmine, Kate Allen was 0 for 1 from 2-point range, 0 for 3 from 3 points. Did not score, had a rebound. Merrick Milhorn, 0 for 2 from 2, 0 for 2 from 3. Did not score, had 3 rebounds and 2 personal fouls. Dylan Weinberger had a rebound. He came in relief late in the fourth as both coaches emptied the bench. Mitchell Edwards, 0 for 5 from 2-point range, 0 for 3 from 3-point range, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, had 2 points, 5 rebounds, and a personal foul.
And he made the all-tournament team, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a little bit of a surprise. Beck Huff was 4 for 7 on 2-pointers, 0 for 6 from deep, 2 for 2 from the free throw line for 10 points. Hayden Sauls, 2 for 2 on 2-pointers, 1 for 2 from 3, 7 points and a rebound. Cade Stockton, 1 for 1 on 2-pointers, 0 for 1 from 3 for 2 points, 3 rebounds, a personal foul. And Jackson Bradshaw missed his only shot of the game and had a rebound. That is your 21 points from Carmine. For Mount Vernon, Nash was 2 for 4 from 2-point range, 3 for 4 from 3, 13 points, 2 rebounds, a personal foul. Meyer Robb was 5 for 8 on 2-pointers, hit his only 3-point attempt for the game, 13 points, 5 rebounds, and a personal foul. Jack Campbell, 2 for 5 from 3-point range for 6 points. Grayson Boozy, 1 for 2 on 2-pointers, 1 for 4 on 3s, 5 points, had a rebound, 2 personal fouls, and some really good defense out there.
Go ahead.
Brady Schickel,
3 for 6 on two-pointers, 0 for 1 on threes, 6 points, 8 rebounds. He didn't get a rebound in the fourth quarter. He spent a lot of the fourth quarter in the locker room. So that was some pretty good work early. Ryder Snodgrass, 1 for 1 on twos, 0 for 1 on threes, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Cameron Gray, 1 for 1 on two-pointers, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Reese Harshbarger missed his only attempts, 1 from 2 and 1 from 3-point range. Bryce Clowers, 2 for 3 on two-pointers, 1 for 3 at the free-throw line, 5 points, 2 rebounds, a personal foul, and some absolutely incredible defense. He and Meyer Robb, I neglected to say that about Meyer Robb, when Clowers wasn't on Edwards giving up 7 inches or so, Robb was on him. And now each of them had help from the backside, but they both were just tremendous. And to hold the kid scoreless from the field, he only got 2 free throws, that was huge.
I'd like to congratulate the girls swim and dive team, Pocket Athletic Conference champions for Mount Vernon 2025. Here, that's a three-peat, Alan Buck. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to the wrestling team, placing third. You know, congratulations to this Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball team, going 3-1 on the week and a second-place finish in a great Carmi-White County Invitational, year number 45. Alan, as we wrap up tonight's broadcast, you'll have the coaches show Monday night.
Monday night at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of games to talk about. We probably won't go into as much depth as I like to, but we'll hit the high points. And, you know, we got the walking wounded, so the infirmary report might take up part of the show.
Yeah. Any final thoughts as we leave Carmi-White County?
I'm just, just proud of these guys. They came out, kept their foot on the gas the whole game. Fabulous outing tonight, and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook. Thanking you for listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats Basketball on 106.7 WMBI and mountvernonradio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.